You may remember the heartbreaking image from last summer of the orca who was pushing her dead calf around Puget Sound for 17 days. It brought new attention to the many threats facing the killer whales, known as the southern residents, who spend much of their lives near the San Juan Islands off the coast of Washington State. Recently, a task force commissioned by Washington's governor published recommendations about how to save these animals. Some had to do with reducing the noise of passing ships, because noise pollution levels can make the difference between an orca finding enough salmon to eat and starving. Eilish O'Neill of KUOW reports.
That's a recording of an endangered whale, an orca, making its way through the waters of Puget Sound.
Puget Sound seems sort of quiet. When you go down to the beach, you hear the waves like we're hearing here. It doesn't seem like it's a noisy place.
Scott Vares is an oceanographer who studies killer whale acoustics. I met him on a dock on Whidbey Island, where he was installing a hydrophone to listen to what it sounds like under the water. Vares says that quiet we hear from the dock, it's deceptive.
If you're tough and you swim out, get your ears near the bottom, you can hear ships go by. I did it recently at Edmonds. You could hear the ferry quite easily.
And it's not just ferries. It's also cargo ships, tankers, fishing boats, pleasure boats.
The ocean is a noisy place, particularly around here. Sound is transmitted much more efficiently underwater. For a typical ship going through Puget Sound, its sound is basically filling up this underwater canyon.
Like that cargo ship going by. In a recent study, Vares found that the biggest ships are the biggest culprits, contributing about half the noise in Puget Sound.
Sound is the sense that is most useful in the ocean. The water is typically pretty cloudy, so visual creatures like us don't do very well. The creatures who are at the top of the food chain, the local killer whales, are masters of sound.
So when whales can't hear, it's much worse than having a noisy neighbor.
The stakes are not sort of peace of mind or quality of life. It's truly life or death.
Rob Williams is a biologist who studied how orcas respond to noise. He says boat noise seems to disturb orcas more when they're eating than when they're traveling or socializing. And
if these whales are not finding food, they die.
In recent years, the ports of the Pacific Northwest have started looking at ways to solve the problem of vessel noise. It's a clear fall day, and a bright pink cargo ship is heading from the Port of Seattle to the open ocean. The pilot who navigated this ship through Puget Sound is climbing down a ladder onto a boat that will take him back to Port Angeles. He told me he left the ship's captain with some advice about how to stay away from orcas. Stay as far south in the shipping lane as possible. Eric von Brandenfels is the president of the Puget Sound pilots.
You know, we show them the foraging area that lies, you know, along the southern coastline of Vancouver Island. And we explain that it will be helpful for them if they reduce speed and go along this traffic separation scheme.
There's no concrete incentive to go along with that, and yet about 90% of shipmasters who visit Puget Sound participate.
Mariners have, throughout history, they've always like had a love for marine mammals, and you know, they have, because it's just always such a sight to see.
On the Canadian side of the border, the Port of Vancouver goes a step further and charges lower berthing fees to ships that slow down as they go through orca habitat. That program has cut sound north of the border in half. Researcher Rob Williams is analyzing how the killer whales are responding.
This is a really hopeful environmental problem to work on. As soon as you remove the sound source, the problem goes away. If we can make it quieter, especially in the places that the whales are using to hunt, we can buy the whales some time while we take really bold and dramatic action to recover Chinook salmon stock.
William says possible solutions include slowing all ships down, recognizing shipping companies that take steps to quiet their vessels, and creating marine protected areas where ships can't go at all. The governor's task force recommended implementing a program similar to Vancouver's at Washington State's ports. It also suggested speeding up the transition of Washington State ferries to quieter vessels, and also banning commercial whale watching boats from watching southern residents. For Here and Now, I'm Alicia O'Neill in Seattle.